You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. Bright, sunny day. I'm doing good.
Yeah, it is a bright, sunny day. Some interesting times ahead for Lansing after last night's ballot proposal issue went down. What were your thoughts last evening?
Well, I think there were a number of people that were disappointed. When you look at what this means for the city, but I think now we have to take a look at how we can make what we've got in front of us work and make sure that the citizens of Lansing are receiving at least some of the services and how we can move forward.
Well, I had Mayor Bernero on off the top of the show tonight, and we talked about the all-cuts budget ahead. And there, as he said as well and has said in the past, and you've certainly acknowledged, things are going to look different in the city of Lansing after this budget goes into play.
Well, and again, what we were dealing with the millage had to do with police and fire and roads, but the rest of the budget was not going to be impacted by the millage. And we were looking at, and what we're looking at for the rest of our employees, whether we're talking code compliance or we're talking parks workers or we're talking people that fill our potholes, that we would only have 436 employees to do that. So, you know, that is a huge difference compared to where we were a few years ago. Part of what makes us the city that we are is the quality of life issues. And as we continue to deplete staffing to do those, it makes it that much harder as you're trying to sell a community as they drive by parks that aren't being mowed and potholes, and you see property that has become run down and is not being maintained when we don't have enough code officers to step in and make those changes. I mean, we didn't add these things over the years because we just wanted to add them. We added them because there was a necessity, and part of what we've done is to keep up that quality of life in our community, and it's something that we're going to have to really struggle with from now on. And a lot of that, we're talking $6 million that is coming from across the street with our revenue sharing that is not figured in to this budget that has a huge impact.
Well, you talk about the quality of life issues. In terms, there was a low voter turnout last night. Do you think that folks just didn't understand how serious these cuts would be? Or they're just, as the mayor had said, voting with their pocketbook and just saying this was one thing they could say no to?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. Do I think economics play into it? Yes, I do. But when you look across the state and see other places that had some of the same similar issues that we're dealing with, public safety millages did pass in some of the others across the state. So then I look back and say, what is it that people were concerned about? And I know I received a number of calls on, can we be sure that the money's going to go where we say it's going to go? And having that concern out there as they've watched some of the other things that have happened, they've supported a parks millage, and part of that was sold on the fact it was for capital improvements that has been used for maintaining parks. I mean, there are other issues out there, and it's part of a credibility issue as we continue to struggle with those issues out there.
Now, when we come back to this, it now comes to the city council to implement the mayor's budget. Is that where we are?
Well, where we are right now is the mayor gave us the budget with all the cuts in it to begin with, and we're still looking at that. And in fact, right now, I've been working on questions that are going to the mayor's office on a number of the budgets and asking different questions about what's happening with this fund and what's happening with that fund, and trying to get answers on those. Are there some ways that we can move some money around from one fund to another? Are there some eliminations that that maybe council feels that aren't important that might save a police officer or a code compliance officer? I think those are the questions that we're asking now. We passed this the third Monday in May, and then the mayor can veto if he doesn't like some of the changes that we've made. He can do a line item veto, or he can accept it the way it is, and then it goes into effect July 1st. So we're still trying to wrangle through this budget, and it's a very serious budget, and we haven't had a great deal of opportunity to interact with departments on some of the things that are in this budget, and I'm still hoping that we'll be able to do that.
That was just my next question. You finished the sentence with, do you see opportunities to interact with different departments to really get into what they're doing to see if there are different ways to do it?
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, our budget process in the past has been that we would bring the departments in, we would ask questions of the departments because they understand it. I mean, to ask Jerry Ambrose, you know, what does this sewer sweeper do? He's not going to necessarily know the answer. He might know what it costs, but he's not necessarily going to know the answer. Is it critical that we buy this piece today versus buying it a year from today? I mean, those are questions that you get from the experts. This budget cycle, we've not had that. We had the departments in for two community meetings that dealt with what they would look like if the millage was passed and what they would look like with a 20% reduction. And that had the public asking questions and the interaction there, but we really haven't had the departments before us. I know I've asked a couple of times, you know, when we're going to have it. The answers I'm getting is the fact that we're to submit questions and the administration will answer those questions. And I've learned over the years that you play off of each other. Somebody will ask a question and you'll think, oh, I never even thought about that. What about this? And I think that's where you get better government is again, being out there in the open with it and having the opportunity for the public as well as your colleagues to hear those issues that are involved with especially a very tight budget.
Let's end with some perhaps some better news around. You're always out and about with events going on. What events are you looking forward to in the Lansing area coming up?
Well, actually, Suits in the City are having their anniversary right now down at Excel, and that's going on from 5:30 this evening until 8:00. So that's an opportunity to get down to that. On May, I believe it's the 21st and 22nd. I think that's a Saturday and a Sunday. 3-on-3 basketball that's being done to stop the violence will be held for children from 10 to 18 at J.W. Sexton. And it's a free event, and it's an opportunity, again, to get kids out, an opportunity to interact with each other, and to hear the message about stopping violence.
Very good. Well, as always, Carol, I enjoy talking with you. The work is rolling up your sleeves right now that you have the answer from last night, to just move forward from there. So there's a lot to come yet, isn't there?
There most certainly is.
And when taking a look at, you could still vote to increase taxes. We've got just about half a minute left, but that's not likely.
Well, I don't believe so. I think there was enough commitments made by a number of council members, including the mayor, that said that they were going to take the word of the public when that came forward. And you know, I think it would be very disingenuous to tell them that we asked for their vote and now we're going to turn around and raise them anyways.
Well, thank you, Carol, as always. I look forward to speaking with you again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.